And you guys, just hold on to your socks. You got an interview that's just going to floor you. Just totally stinking floor you.
Oh, we got to do it on the phone. Here on the phone.
You have no idea. This is going to blow everybody away. Everybody else just eat our crap.
Hello, Mike?
Yep.
Is this the real Mike Watt?
Yeah,
it's
him.
The one from the Minutemen and the Firehouse?
Yeah.
Now, you just finished a tour, right?
Right.
Opening for the Beastie Boys?
Right.
What are those guys like up close and personal?
They're really cool.
They're cool?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Do they do lots of drugs and stuff?
No.
No? Okay, now tell me a little about this Ed guy. He's from Ohio like us, right?
Right.
Yeah, where's he from?
A little town by Steubenville called Toronto.
Called Toronto?
That's
yeah. Canada, I thought.
It's tiny. It's like 4,000 dudes.
4,000? They don't have any women there, huh?
Yeah, it's a titanium mill or something.
Well, how did you guys get hooked up with him?
Well, he just came to my house.
He just came to your house, huh?
My number was listed, yeah.
It is. Most rock stars have their phone numbers unlisted.
Well,
when I was 14, I tried to call Jimmy Page once.
I don't know, shit. Anyway, he did find my number. He came to my house and, my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I put him under the desk. I have a little one-room thing here.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And you had a good old jam.
Almost 6 years now.
Yeah, you know, Pharaohs is a great band. You guys are on major label Columbia now, right?
Sony, right.
How'd you get that deal?
Well, they asked us.
They asked you?
Yeah.
That's great. You know, I was wondering for a long time, you guys were on SST, which is a pretty cool scene. Being underground is oftentimes...
I never made any demos or anything. I never made them for SST. I never made them for Sony.
I know, that's cool.
Everything I learned about record business was from SST. Very, you just do the things you want to do and then... Mm-hmm. Don't expect anybody to.
Some people think when you go to a major label, you automatically sell out. From what I heard on the last Firehose record, I don't think you did. And I'll tell you something. I heard the new Sonic Youth today.
I've been through a lot of bands, man. But it's just like I recorded that with my own money.
Yeah.
I didn't even. Because I was scared, man. I've seen a lot of bands get signed majors, and you know what happens. But the deal I got with these people is, I just deliver the tapes, the artwork. More like a distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got loyalty to a lot of the workers on the bottom floor, too, man. They think we're a different kind of band for a big label, you know. So it's happening, I guess.
You getting along with them?
Yeah, you know, a lot of bands on the roster, I mean, you know, I like Cypress Hill, but...
Cypress Hill's on Columbia.
Right.
See, I haven't kept up with Columbia since Dylan,
right.
You know.
And, well, there's Streisand and Springsteen and stuff that I can't.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't kept up with them since 75. So what's next? You guys finished a big tour opening for the Beastie Boys? I guess that went
pretty
well,
huh? We did the last 2.5 weeks with them. We did 5.5 by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then we play with them Friday.
Where at?
Their big L.A. band gig here at the Palladium. And Sonic Youth made a video today. Mike D's girlfriend made it. It's intense.
I heard their new
record. Skateboarding, it's really, it's wild, man.
Yeah, you like their new record?
I heard it today.
Yeah, I heard it today, too.
Yeah, I like Chapel Hill.
Do you think they sold out?
No.
No? I don't think they did either.
Did.
Now, what's the deal with that David Geffen thing? I mean, the guy has the David Geffen company. Then he sells it to, I don't know, Warner Brothers or some Japanese people.
Yeah, but look, I'll clear you up on that. You know, right now we're using AT&T or some huge fucking company.
It's okay, go on. I don't care.
Talk with each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You're using a company that's much bigger than Geffen to talk to me. But hopefully when you hang up the phone, you know, that's when they're out of your life. But that's how we try to deal with these companies. I mean, we come from a tradition of independent record. You just do what you want. You don't expect people, and you don't want people to mess with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't they mess with some of those other big groups?
Well, because, you know what, they probably take a lot of money from them and then end up puppets.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't have to take a lot of money. And these people, you know, they're not just giving it away. They put a lot of money on you. They put a bunch of control. If you're more econo, get it on the royalty end, then you get more freedom. You're not as much a risk as far as the real De Niro, you know?
Yeah, now that you've come this
simple
far...
Simple math, man, in a lot of ways.
Since you've come so far now and you've made so many great records, are you glad you're a rock star?
I like Double Nickels. I think that's a good record. Am I
You were in Cincinnati twice.
You know, hey, I'm a sorry entertainer, man.
Sorry ass my butt. You're great. You guys put on a rocking show, and I just, you just
I'm
rock,
a crazy
man.
Fuck. Look, you know, I started doing it with D Boone. You know, I'm D Boone's bass player, and it's funny that we get to do it. I do it in front of people. It's all great. Mm-hmm. And I do it even without him. It's too bizarre. As a boy, I could have never. There's place for the tiny man with the tiny band, you know.
Yeah, are you happy with the way Fire is going these days?
We're going to make a record in September with Jay Maskus.
In September? I heard it was going to be out already, but you guys are always saying it's going to be out before it is.
No, it ain't recorded.
Mm-hmm. I saw you guys right before each of the last record.
I'm going to have a Dose album out by then.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that was still going on.
Yeah, a third one.
Explain to people who are just tuned in what Dose is.
Dose is me and Kira playing bass. We're going to play open for Fishbone Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
With two basses?
Yep, and her singing.
That's going to be a trip.
Have you ever heard any of it?
I've heard some of it. It's been a while.
You flow something to the station there, maybe.
Go right ahead.
You know, New Alliance have Robert.
Let me ask you something else. I asked
Go
you this
ahead.
Once before when I met you a long time ago. You
yeah.
did a record with this guy from New York.
Plug.
This bald guy named, yeah, that's right. This bald guy named Elliot Sharp.
I have never heard the record.
You've never heard it?
No.
It's a great record.
Yeah,
you should go listen
scared,
to it sometime.
Man, it was improv. There's no songs, and I'm too scared to listen to it.
That's what's so jamming about it. You should
heard
go check
the
it out.
Saccharin one once.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard World Broken?
Yeah.
That one's all right, but the Elliot one, I was very flattered to be asked. I think Elliot's, a good guy, man. His guitar was making, like, words. He had samples. And
it's hooked up to a computer, isn't it?
Yeah, all kinds of machines. And it was, me and George, I don't know if you know it, but me and George have to work out our tunes. We don't really jam.
Mm-hmm.
We organize this kind of fist fight.
What do you think, then, of kind of jamming and improvising your songs as
well,
opposed
tell you,
to writing?
I can't even listen to it. I'm too afraid to even listen to it. I think I'm so weak at it.
Oh, you sound like you're intimidated by yourself. You shouldn't be.
That happens, man. You know, I look up to Kim Gordon at her school of bass playing.
Mm-hmm.
We played with Primus this Saturday.
How'd that go?
It was pretty funny.
Now, let me ask you something. Being as how you're a pretty hot bass player and all, what do you think of Primus' bass
player? Not that odd. But this was funny. He had Les Claypool and me on, and at the end there, and we had a bass blast.
A bass fight?
I tell you, it's come a long way. When I was a kid, man, bass is where you put the lame guy. That's how I got the job, man. D Boone's mom made me play it.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his mom like?
His mom died when we graduated high school.
Oh, really?
Long time. She had a big effect. It's the reason me and D Boone even did this, you know. We lived in projects and stuff, and keep us off the street. She had us make these noise, you know. We're real lucky.
Do you think that the wave of the future is to get away from guitar heroes, and people are going to start having bass heroes, and people are going to play like Jocko and all that crap, and like the guy from Primus? And
well, Willie Dixon, man.
Yeah, you think it's going to be a real mess
in
the future?
It comes back. There's an old tradition. Heck, man, I don't know.
Okay, so you're going in the studio.
A keyboard?
What do you think of keyboards? Firehose and Miniman never hit a keyboard.
I don't know. I'm into the bass, man. I mean, when I watch a band, that's who I clue in first. I try to identify and say, hey, what does this guy have to deal with, man? What's been given to him, you know? I'll tell you, here's bass, man. You know, you walk into a basketball arena, you don't go like, wow, who did these floors, you know? That's what bass is like. You want to see the guy put it in the hole, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the clean thing. The only way we can, like, come into your attention is to act like guitar players.
Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing or both?
Shit. Well, you know, good thing, bad thing. Well, of course, for insecure people like me, it's probably a good thing. I mean, I write a stupid song about, you know, the bass. It's funny, you know, we didn't really write songs till punk rock and stuff. But I wrote one when I was a teenager, and it was about being a bass player and trying to step out and do the song. Corny crud like that, man.
Who does most of the songwriting at Firehose? You or Ed, or who? How's it go down?
I do most of it. But Ed has songs. George used to write a lot in a minute, man.
Yeah?
And, I get inspired. I write with a lot of people. I write with Kira. I write with Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pettibone, all kinds of people, man. But I do a lot of it on my own. Edward's, still new at it.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy's got some new songs for this new album.
Who does?
Edward.
Hey, let me ask you something else, too. This caught my attention the other day. I was looking at that new Red Hot Chili Peppers record, and they dedicated it to you. Did they do that, like, out of a musical respect thing?
No, I always get asked this. Yeah, man, that's my name.
Yeah, congratulations. Those guys must like you or something.
Their first gig was with the Minutemen, you know.
It was?
Yeah.
What were they like back then? Like old Stevie Wonder songs, you think that's just funk?
Yeah, well, what's Stevie Ray Vaughan doing?
That's a different kind of funk. That's not so bow, 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 you know?
Voodoo, child.
You said something to me the other day,
too. Look what I'm doing. I'm doing Butthole Surfers. Super Chunk.
The Seattle scene. This is the last thing I'll bug you about. The Seattle scene. What do you think of all that? It's like...
The bass player from Nirvana is from Pedro.
Oh, he is?
Pedro, he speaks fluent Yugoslav.
Oh, that's great. There's do you speak Yugoslavian?
Big man, too. Tall man. Yeah. And I look at his gig, Power Troika, you know? The kids picked him. I think MTV jumped on the bandwagon. I think they would have sold all them records without it.
Even just because of the... Why do you think that is? Because of the heavy sound?
They just want to pick their own bands. Yeah. It happens every... It happened to FM radio. It happened to MTV. You know.
So do you know Yugoslavian too?
Sold all them records without airplay.
Yeah.
Thank God for the left end of the dial, like you guys, right?
Right. We're 88.3. Did you know that out there? You can't get us to California, can you?
Maybe with the weather good.
Yeah, when the weather's real good, maybe you can get in a little bit. But it'll be crackly. So you said something about... I want to hear you speak Yugoslavian.
I can. Oh, I can say something. Yab say.
What's that mean?
Or Tisi Maligovno.
What is like Pedro like inhabited all by people who settled in from Yugoslavia on the boats?
Yeah, my landlord, San Pedro's full of it, and Italians and
Latino,
and we're a mixed town. We're a harbor town. I'm 2 blocks from the fishing boats.
How far are you from L.A.?
Different part from L.A. Well, my mayor is Tom Bradley. That's how big L.A. is. I'm 30 miles from his office, though.
Uh-huh.
30 miles south of Hollywood.
Were you on the road when the riots went down?
Yeah.
Yeah, where were you?
Kira was here.
Where she was?
I was in Boston.
Anything happen?
Pedro, nothing. Oh, some mafia dude burned down his own construction.
That happens all the time, though, don't it?
This idiot said I went to school with this son.
How's the weather out there?
Oh, well, yeah, it's fine. Maybe 75 during the day.
You know, the Reds creamed the Dodgers last week.
Slaughtered,
yeah, we slaughtered you. Yeah. Did you see Belcher pitch against you guys?
Yeah, he lost. Did we beat Belcher?
Hey, how come Eric Davis ain't playing?
Or Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah, what's with those
bad
guys?
Bad back and bad. They're cripplers.
Think they're living high on the hog?
No. They're from around here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're hurting. I think they're hurting crew. They're damaged goods. We shouldn't have got rid of Belcher and Morgan.
Do you think they're really hurt, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, you really think they really did sprain their ankles?
I really do.
You really do?
Yeah, I think they want to play for our town. They're from our town. Crenshaw and Locke, you know?
You think Eric Davis and Daryl Strawberry really want to play baseball?
Yeah, it's for L.A.
You think they do?
Shoot, if we could have got Hubie Blake and then Eddie Murray, too, man. Those are L.A. guys.
I hope you do, too, because next time around we're going to cream you again.
Yeah, maybe. Good chance. I don't know, man. Padres are playing good.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of Dodgers are playing really bad. They're under 500. And Steve Howe, ex-Dodger, caught with the Chochos.
Yeah.
I'm more a basketball man. What do you think, Portland or Chicago?
Chicago.
Okay.
No question about it. They beat Cleveland, man. Although that's not hard. So I didn't know Firehose were a bunch of sports-loving guys. Sports rockers.
Me and Pettibone's Vice is inner city basketball, high school basketball. We see like 50 games a year. We're really, a lot of that stuff is too big in rock star, you know, but the little stuff is intense.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, real quick, I'm going to let you go. What's after the album?
All right, another tour.
Another tour. When you come through Cincinnati, give us a little ring.
Bogarts.
You can play Bogarts again.
That's one of the only towns outside L.A. that we did twice in 1 week.
Yeah, did you like it? Did you have fun?
The same pad, yeah. You know, after 20 tours, I haven't really done that. It was intense.
What did you like about Cincinnati?
I liked it. Huh?
Did you like do any partying while you were here? Drink beer? Go to any restaurants? Anything like that?
I can't remember. I don't think so. I was selling shirts and stuff. I went to your record store.
Yeah. Did you buy anything?
Yeah. All kinds. Got live sex systems.
Oh, wait, you bought some Jimi Hendrix record too, didn't you?
Huh?
You bought some Jimi Hendrix record too, didn't you?
Jimi Hendrix, Steve, my sound man, loves.
The moon turns the tide gently.
I think he's all right, you know, some of it. Mm-hmm. I like Billy Cox better than Noel Redding. That's my opinion. That's my position.
A lot of people do, you know, except for, like, the guys that listen to...
Do you know the story how he picked Noel Redding?
No.
He came into a room, and he said, I like the way he's dressed.
Yeah?
Never heard him play. Noel Redding was a guitar player. He thought he was going to play backup lead guitar to him.
Man, guys get the gigs in the weirdest ways.
Yeah.
Ed from Ohio. You know, I'm going to show up on your doorstep someday.
I bought him his first amp.
You did?
Yeah, he's an acoustic guitar player.
If I bring my piano over to your house, would you buy me an amp?
I like power trikers.
Okay, well, we're going to roll. Thanks for your call. Take it easy. Make a great record.
Okay, I'll see you guys in the fall.
All right, see you, Mike. Thanks.
Goodbye.